So while I was on vacation, my producer, Eric, wasted absolutely no time making sure he was on top of everything news-related that would matter to you. And something that came across our news desk, actually, at the beginning of the month was an announcement. Melissa Longo launched her campaign for the 134th state representative seat, and she joins us now so that we can get to know her a little bit better. And if she were to be elected, she would be representing parts of Fairfield and Trumbull. Melissa Longo, welcome to WICC. Good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you here. And for people who might not be familiar with you, but I would imagine Fairfield and Trumbull residents would know your name pretty well, especially because you are an RTM member. You are considered a community leader. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the involvement with these entities.
So I'm the second... my second term on the RTM, and I got involved several years ago. I've always had my finger on the pulse of what was going on in Fairfield, politically speaking, what was happening in Hartford, just because I am pretty much a lifelong resident and I grew up here and raising my family here. And I decided that it was something I really wanted to get more involved in, know where our, how our town government worked and what the separation between what the state could tell us versus what we could do locally as a municipality. And so I learned very quickly my first term on the RTM, how all of that worked. And it was really interesting to me. And so that's originally why I got involved. I really wanted to know where our tax dollars were going and how our town government worked.
And it sounds like one of the biggest things that you are very focused on has to do with the 830G law.
Yes. So in general, I really want to fight the push in Hartford for state control over our local planning and zoning. It's a huge issue in all of our communities facing Trumbull and Fairfield. And, you know, with 830G, in its conception, really was a great idea. However, now it's being taken advantage of, and I think that it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And right now, our local zoning board is a little bit handcuffed by what we're being told by the state. You know, it would be really nice to see the state remove the deadline for any municipality to opt out as, you know, an outright allowance of accessory apartments, things like that, and just local control in general. But 830G from the last few years has been a very big issue, especially in Fairfield, and now it's starting to affect Trumbull as well.
So what are some of the things that you would like to see changed? I know we talk about, obviously, the 830G law that's on the books and how it's really impacting workforce housing opportunities, especially in our rural areas, not so much in our cities. But, you know, one of the things that was, you know, has been brought to my attention, we obviously talk about local control, right? I mean, we talk about making sure that the voices of our towns and cities where the housing would be impacting us, that their voices don't disappear. I think that's a really big thing. And it sounds like you're also in agreement with that. The other thing, though, that was brought to my attention as of recent is that when we look at some of these grants that go into creating more housing opportunities, a lot of the times those grants are impossible for places like Fairfield and Trumbull to get. But it's a lot easier, or it just seems like it's kind of being handed over to our big cities like a Bridgeport or a New Haven. Is that something else that you want to take a look at, or is that something you're concerned about?
Absolutely. It's one thing that's high on my priority list once I'm elected is to, you know, fight that push. And we really need to include the calculation of the 10% threshold that we are having here. And that's a huge concern. And, you know, Fairfield needs grant money for this issue and for other issues. We've been, you know, as far as education funding as well. And I think it all kind of goes hand in hand. Once you start threatening towns with grant money, it, you know, it kind of speaks volumes as to, you know, what the state wants. They just want control. They're not really looking at what our individual needs as municipalities are. And that needs to change because exactly what you're saying about the larger cities and the, you know, now it's kind of going into the fray of the suburbs and changing the landscape of the town, changing our infrastructure, things like that, it becomes much more difficult for towns to support that. And so we really need to one of my big goals is to kind of push back on that quite a bit.
So again, we have Melissa Longo here, and she announced earlier this month that she is now running to claim the state representative of 134th district seat, which was only elected to, I believe you pronounce it Sarah Kitt, I believe was just elected last year. So you would be taking her seat if you get elected into this position. Can I say something, Melissa, that I don't know if this is like okay to say, but I found it to be very refreshing, and I wish more and more people would do this when they run. And again, I might have missed it. You don't say anywhere in your release what party affiliation you are.
Oh, I'm a Republican. And typically, you know, we don't really plaster that all over our lawn signs or all over our literature. But yes, I am a proud Republican.
So the reason I say that is again, not to put people into buckets, but I wish more politicians would do this. And the reason I say that is because so many times people are very close-minded to who a person is based on the R or the D next to their names. So I,
oh, correct. And I truly, yeah. And you know what it is? It's especially when you get to the local level, you really, the way that I've always voted, and I think that that's been changing in recent years, is that you really should vote for the person who holds your values and your, you know, your vision of what you want your, you know, what the issues are. So if what I'm standing for, you can relate to, it doesn't, in my personal opinion, it shouldn't matter whether you have a D or an R next to your name. The issues and what you're standing for and what your, why you are running and what your goals are for the town and the, your constituents that you're representing, that should be the issue, not really if you're a Democrat or Republican.
I couldn't agree with you more, and especially because there's such loudness at a national level, which, again, is understandable, but I think sometimes I get so misconstrued that that's exactly what's happening in Connecticut, and that's not true.
Exactly. I completely agree, and I think that we really need to, my focus, obviously, you know, locally right now, serving on the RTM, right now it's strictly what I can do for Fairfield as a member of the RTM. You know, and when I get up to Hartford, it will be what I can do for Fairfield and Trumbull. And that's my focus. You know, nationally is nationally, but that's not going to affect, you know, what we're really doing here on the state level. And that's how you make change. You start at the local level and then it builds.
We have a few more minutes with Melissa Longo, who announced her candidacy to run for state representative of the 134th district. And that would mean she'd serve parts of Fairfield and Trumbull. So we were talking, obviously, about housing and development. I wanted to talk about also education. It says that that's a top priority for you. And I do know that you're a mom, a very proud mother of, it sounds like, two girls. So what are some things that you feel are broken when it comes to Connecticut's education? And what would you like to see improved?
So, yes, I have. We have two daughters, ages, my youngest will be 7 next month, and a 9-year-old girl. And I have to just give a shout out to Paul Purick. My children do attend St. Thomas Aquinas in Fairfield. And he is
awesome.
Our fifth grade science teacher, and he's just amazing with the kids. And obviously, all the things that he's done, he's just amazing. And our school is so fortunate to have him. So, you know, this issue as a mother of two kids really hits hard for me. My sister is also a teacher. She teaches second grade in Trumbull. And I have many friends who are teachers. And I think that, you know, what's going on right now is very, it's revolutionary. We haven't seen anything what's going on in years. And last night at our RTM meeting, for example, our superintendent was saying how, you know, they're desperate for you know, the state to continue to give us grants for funding, and that's extremely important, and that's something that I fully believe in. I think when you fund schools, Fairfield used to be, you know, the top 5-10, you know, schools in the state, and we've been following a steady decline, and that's concerning. You know, when you have a strong school system in places like Fairfield, it helps the economy. It draws people in. When people hear that there's a good school system, that, you know, property values go up, and, you know, it keeps things going. And our children deserve, the children in Fairfield and Trumbull really deserve strong leadership in Hartford to, you know, keep the pressure on and make sure that we're getting the funding that we need and that, you know, they stay out of things like redistricting and leave that up to the local Board of Ed as opposed to the State Board of Education. And I think that's a very big problem.
I mean, you speak such a truth, at least to our life as well, Melissa, because actually we were Stamford residents. I was born and raised in Stamford, but the reason we moved to Fairfield when I was in elementary school was because my brother's on the autism spectrum. In Fairfield in the early 90s, I mean, it was known as one of the most flexible, accommodating school districts, with a public school district where they really could help people who had any sort of disabilities. I mean, it was a top ranked, you're right, in the state of Connecticut. Fairfield was, you know, best of the best. So it is interesting to see how, you know, even places in Fairfield County are not to the tier that they used to be. I mean, and another thing that is kind of hand in hand with what I just mentioned, you know, we have a lot of educators come on this show very frequently, Fran Rabinowitz being one of them. And she, you know, oversees the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. And one thing that she and I have talked about a lot is the fact that as long as you're not funding schools or we're not giving them the money they need, first of all, we're running out of our COVID money. Like, that's going to end the end of this school year. So much mm-hmm. is going to get cut. But the other thing is, the first line of defense when we lose money at schools is to get rid of paraprofessionals. And I think that's such an interesting move when we not only have children who are struggling academically or socially or with any kind of issue, but we have a mental health crisis, which we continue to hear about over and over and over. And paras actually are some of the first people to detect that in children in kindergarten, mm-hmm. first and second grade. So that also has to be an investment, I think, for schools. I don't know if you agree.
Oh, absolutely. I think that if you're going to cut, you can't cut funding to them. They are also helping in a school classroom environment. They're one-on-one or two-on-one with children, and they're helping that child to learn in the way that is best for them, not just the entire classroom. And it also, you know, takes away the pressure from the teacher who's teaching the rest of the children who do not have any special needs or disabilities. And it's really, you know, it's unfortunate that that's the first place that we look to, is to cut the people that really actually need more funding. And I would hope that, you know, we can look beyond that and see really there's so much other fat in school budgets that we can cut. And I think that staying away from cutting from paraprofessionals and teachers in general, I think we can do that. It just, for some reason, that's the first place that's looked at, and no one wants to go behind the closed doors and the closets full of supplies and unnecessary things that, you know, you trim a little bit of fat off of here and you trim a little over here, and then you don't need to touch the paras and their hourly wages and things like that, because it is so important to these kids. And, you know, now that you were saying in the 90s, you know, since then we've really been able to diagnose children with special needs, whereas before the 90s, really didn't know, and now we do. And so we need to put, you know, some things in place so that the children that are educated here in Fairfield get the best that they deserve and the family gets the support that they need.
Yeah, especially when you're paying the amount that families are paying to live in places like Fairfield.
Your taxes, absolutely, 100%. And, you know, that's the one thing I think that some people need to understand, is that we go for the education budget first. That being said, the local board of eds really need to, you know, hire within their local board of ed the people, like the superintendents, to be responsible in their spending and make sure that that doesn't happen, so we can continue to, you know, make Fairfield better and better.
Well, Melissa Longo, it has been a pleasure to at least get the conversation started and get to know you a little bit better. And again, running for a state representative of the 134th District, which covers parts of Fairfield and Trumbull. And I'm sure we'll be talking again on the show before November 5th. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I appreciate you taking the time. And I would love to come on again if you'll have me.
Absolutely. Melissa, thank you again. And if anybody
thank
wants
you.
More information and connect with her, you can always go to her website, which is longoforstaterep.com.